Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. The distinguishing art form of the last 100 years has been moving pictures, or what we now call movies. And no wonder, this art form combines the drama of the theater with the power of music and visuals limited only by the imagination of the director and his team. In itself, that's a remarkable cultural and technological achievement. That's why most of us watch movies. So far, so good. But if we're trying to be faithful disciples of Jesus, this means we have to ask ourselves, does the stuff I watch and do my motives for watching it actually bring me closer to God by giving me a greater sense of the truth, goodness, and beauty of the world? That God is good, and the world is good, and that I am very good, and that God is bringing everything to the greatest conclusion. Does what I watch help me realize that better or not? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now, one of the things we have to watch out for when it comes to movies or shows is quantity. How much are you watching? Because the hyperstimulation of the screen, the quickness of the movement, the speed of the plot, the intensity of the music, the snappiness of the dialogue, the faces and the physique of the actors, all of this stuff, well, it tends to be artificial. It's unrealistic, and it's really more exciting than our day-to-day lives. That's okay, just like it's okay to ride on a roller coaster. But if you were to spend several hours every day riding roller coasters for years and years, you probably would worry about the long-term effects. We might worry that putting yourself in such an artificially supercharged experience day after day would make you numb to the quiet and simple beauties of regular life. Just like staring at the sun for too long will make it almost impossible to see less sensational sights, so will watching too much TV, too many movies, too many shows. It blinds you to the goodness of what is quiet, undramatic, and slow. And quiet, undramatic, and slow is where God wants most of us to be most of the time. So we don't want to do anything that will make us appreciate that less. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The next obvious question we have to ask is, what kind of stuff are we watching? Are we watching movies and shows filled with explicit sexuality, graphic violence, pervasive vulgarity? Each of these three things is bad for you for the same reason, because they all involve seeing and hearing the human person debased. And to watch and listen to the human person debased is a very sick form of entertainment. It's scandalous, absolutely shameful how many Catholics and Christians watch things like Game of Thrones, or horror films, or gangster shows that pack as much vice into an episode as they possibly can. Do you think it makes God happy to see his sons and daughters get their pleasure by watching his other sons and daughters being degraded? Even worse is explicit blasphemy, where God himself is debased. So try this exercise. Next time you're watching an R-rated movie or a mature audience-rated TV show, every time they take God's name in vain, or our Lord's name in vain, say, have mercy on us. You might find yourself better off just praying a litany to the Sacred Heart. Or think about this. How much human excrement would there have to be in a brownie or a piece of birthday cake before you would refuse to eat it? Probably not too much, right? Probably if you just found out that there was just a little poop in the dessert, you'd say, no thanks, I'll pass. Well, why would you not apply the same standard to what your soul consumes through the screen? How much spiritual filth, explicit sex, brutal violence, vulgarity, blasphemy, does there have to be in a movie or a show before you say, you know what? It's just not worth it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The good news is, there are good movies out there. People are still making good stuff, like Fantastic Mr. Fox, or Dunkirk, or Knives Out. We have to include in our list The Princess Bride, or 2019's version of Little Women, or 2012, Les Mis with Russell Crowe and Hugh Jackman, or Hacksaw Ridge. How could we skip The Lord of the Rings? A little older film, fantastic though, 12 Angry Men. And very recently, A Hidden Life. Now, if you have young kids or grandkids, Pixar has put out some great stuff. Things that are beautiful and thoughtful. But there's other animated movies, some mainstream, some less known, like The Book of Kells or the Peanuts movie. These are exquisitely crafted and express truths that you can even meditate upon. Yes, you have to put in a little effort, but there are good movies with no excrement. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Like every art form, movies really only reach their highest peak when they engage with the divine. Think of Ben-Hur, or A Man for All Seasons, Chariots of Fire, On the Waterfront, It's a Wonderful Life, all celebrated by movie buffs, and they all testify to the dynamic power of the Christian faith. I was thinking of The Prince of Egypt, the animated movie. Fantastic. And how could we skip The Passion of the Christ? And there are other gorgeous films that are true to the human condition and also to the reality of the faith, even though they aren't as well known. Have you ever seen Alfred Hitchcock's I Confess, a thriller centered on the sacrament of confession? Or have you seen good saint movies like The Old Song of Bernadette, or Beckett, or Seven Cities of Gold about Junipero Serra? But there's more recent movies that chronicle the true stories about Christian heroes, like For Greater Glory or Of Gods and Men. The main point, again, is that there's plenty of good stuff out there. And yeah, you might like some and you might not like others, but that's true of every genre of movies. As long as you're going to try something that might bring you closer to God. Something that will make you more proud of your faith and more resolved to be a saint. Because that's supposed to be the result of everything we do. And what we watch is no exception. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Yesterday, Teresa, I mentioned that we are praying with more than 88,000 people.
88's my favorite number.
Ah, 88's your favorite number for?
David Pastrnak.
Who is?
A forward for the Boston Bruins.
Yes.
It's a good number.
It's a good number, but we need to surpass that number. Wouldn't it be great to have 100,000 people praying the rosary with us? But I just learned today that we're now praying with people in 148 different countries. It's amazing to be communicating, first praying with, but also communicating with people from Poland or Dubai or Ghana or New Zealand, all over the place.
I remember at one point I was in charge of sending out letters to people that donated at any point, and I was so confused figuring out how to write an address for Dubai.
Well, we love our Dubai listeners, those praying with us. But it brings up a good point that the only way we can produce this daily podcast, I mean, this is kind of a crazy thing that we're doing a daily podcast 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
With prepared content, different content
every day. But not only that, that we train spiritual mentors, that we lead retreats and pilgrimages where we help to take care of Catholic families in the Holy Land with scholarships and with health care and with housing. But none of it's possible without the people who support us, because we survive 100% by donations. Mm. Now, right now we have 859 people who are giving us a small monthly donation. I invite you who are listening, praying with us right now, be 860 to help us with this mission to lead people to Jesus. It's very simple. All you have to do, you can find within the episode, under the transcript, you can click on Donate. And just a small monthly gift from a lot of people will go a long way to help us fulfill this mission. So I invite you to go on mission with us. Go on mission with us. Help us do the good we're doing. Now, Teresa, you are a big art person. Mm-hmm. Movies, music, literature. What were your thoughts from this reflection today?
This is such a... It is very difficult. It's... When you put it to that standard, I don't think we should minimize how difficult it actually is to find good content. Because I would say in my top five films, they're all films that don't entirely like relish in the violence or hypersexuality and things like that. But I would say in my top five, every one of them has one scene that I have to warn people about, even if it's something very like momentary in the background or something. And that seems the case with most high art.
It's so frustrating. Very frustrating. Because one of the best movies produced recently, mm-hmm. Oppenheimer.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think
is... And that was the most almost hilariously unnecessary.
Yeah. I mean, it's a very important theme right now that we have forgotten the horrors of nuclear war. Mm-hmm. As we draw ever closer to the possibility of nuclear, we need mm-hmm. to be reminded of the horrors of nuclear war. Why did they drop that scene in there?
And I will say I'm very grateful. Recently, there was a film I wanted to watch, and I knew there was some stuff in it, and I watched it with a friend of mine who had already seen it, so I was like, all right, I'm just going to hand you my phone, and you can skip when we get to that part. So I got to see it just as I wanted it to be, which was lovely.
Yeah, that's nice.
But that's a very rare thing. It's why I like watching films with other people, because if it's a film that I really like, I can skip things for them. Or we'd be like, hey, we're just gonna not watch this part. But it's very frustrating that is the case. But there is some really good content out there, and I obviously already gave my list.
Some of your list.
Some of my list. But I will say we didn't touch at all upon TV shows.
You think there are good TV shows? Absolutely. But you refer to TV shows in a different way that I refer to TV shows.
What do you mean?
TV shows for your generation means anything you can get through a streaming service.
That is not... No. It's actually inverted. Because when I talk to older people, they refer to everything that you can stream as a show. Oh, I watched my show last night.
We call it a show, but it's not like, on the
TV. And I'll be like, what do you mean? And they're like, oh, you know... Captain America, and I'm like, that's a movie.
Yeah, but I think of TV.
When we say TV shows, we mean anything that is a series.
Okay, so we...
A series with a season of shorts.
By TV, I mean ABC, NBC, CBS. Come on.
Yeah, sure.
I'm 55. That's what TV shows were on.
We distinguish it as TV is something that would be streamed on your TV versus like a movie that is released in a movie theater.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're...
So like most of those shows... often are on TV as well.
So give me three good shows.
Okay, that still might be impossible. I could think of one that I think everyone should watch and is so fun. It's not for little children, but it is a children's show. And my friends and I, every Halloween season, we get together and we watch the whole thing like a movie because it's short enough. It's like one short season.
Is it a horror series?
Somewhat. It's spooky. There's a difference between horror and spooky, you know?
That's for another discussion. Horror and spooky.
Yeah, we could talk about it because it's fun. Pumpkins, spooky, fun, horror.
What is it?
Violence. It's called Over the Garden Wall.
Over the Garden
Wall. We should watch it. It's so cute. It's so fun. It's a cartoon that it was a short series released for, I think, Cartoon Network. And you can still find it online. But I'm pretty sure the main character is voiced by Elijah Wood, who plays Frodo. Oh. And the guy who plays Doc in Back to the Future. He's also in it. So a lot of really great actors.
Over the Garden Wall.
Over the Garden Wall. It's just about two brothers lost in some very mysterious woods. And it's a very sweet story. It's very cool and enchanting and beautiful and creative.
Yeah. But I think even just the awareness and then the discrimination... We're supposed to be discriminating.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to discriminate between good and bad.
Yeah.
But
and that usually means letting go of something that you do would otherwise want to.
Yeah.
Think of it as having like, oh, I have this really good friend. Yeah, he just cheated on his wife and he left his kids. But he's so fun to hang out with. You're not sticking to what you really believe, and you're not prioritizing just the honor of something so important to be like, ah, it's okay that you did all of this.
Right. But I think just the exercise of thinking, what do I watch?
Mm.
And is it good or not? Even if you struggle to find good stuff, just having that awareness is a big step.
Yeah. No, it's fair. I'm trying to think of other TV shows that can be considered. I think it's at the very least all of them have cursing in it, if it's not made for kids. But I also think it's very easy to draw the line at, you should not be watching Game of Thrones. We all know you shouldn't be watching it, because it's impossible to even cut out the vulgarity in that show. You can't remove it because it's constant, and it's the plot, and it's part of the show. Mm.
Yeah. I think one of the most important things is what I'm watching, does it debase the human person?
Yeah.
That's an important criteria. Does it degrade any human person? And then even further, is it degrading of God or the Catholic faith?
Absolutely.
Well, the first step is always awareness.
And hopefully we can think of some more examples down the line, but as always, I'd love to hear people's suggestions or opinions on what's good or bad.
Good conversation.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to watch Over the Garden Wall.
You should, especially while it's still fall. It's a very, very fantastic short series.
And I do think one of the best is Fantastic Mr. Fox.
I think that's fun for all ages. I liked it when I was a kid, and now I realize it was actually an incredible director at the top of his field.
Very clever.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.